to it, so I'm getting on with it. Tonight, I might carry on a bit tomorrow, depending on how many tapes, few tapes, whatever I've done. I don't think they've said that. They've given me 20 or 24, 20 tapes. I've done just over 50% of them so far. No, I've done about 50%, I think. I've just put in tape 10, so we're nearly halfway there. But there's no obligation to fill all the tapes.
No, of course. And anyway, it depends where you are, whether you have long conversations. I mean, maybe not dinner parties, but talking, it would be different from falling asleep in front of the television.
Yes. Strange approaching Petswood from this side, isn't it? You know, you either turn left to go to one side of Petswood or right to go to the other side of Petswood, but the railway provides quite a split. It's a full car in front. Teenagers probably, looking awfully big. Being rather young.
It's a nice green vista of trees.
Good.
I asked Susanna what prompted her to go out with Sam tonight, but she hasn't been out for ages. She said Sam was feeling very low because she was off. They were going to Spain. She and her friend Tracy. And Tracy has cried off.
Oh dear.
So her summer holiday plans have all fallen through. She's feeling a bit miss.
David is looking for somewhere to put his croquet club.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he's got a croquet club without a ground.
Do you mean a club? A number of people, not a club stick. It's not called like a golf club that you hit the ball with.
Ah, correct. He's looking for ground, land. Sussing out the hydrants or something.
On which to play croquet?
Yes.
There's a big house for sale there.
Yes. Uncomfortable next to the tigers. Yes, he is the secretary of Eden Park Croquet Club, which was an offshoot of Eden Park Cricket Club. It's between Beckenham and Croydon. And,
they don't have anywhere to play.
At the moment, they don't have anywhere to play.
What do you need for a croquet club?
Well, you need, ideally, the sort of space of about four or five tennis courts to run.
What a lot. Court.
Well, that would run you three lawns, which would be ideal. I believe it's 24 by 16. Ideally.
Is that bigger than a tennis court?
It's about the size of a double tennis court, apparently.
Double tennis court? Mm.
With the surrounds.
Presumably you can't use it for anything else because it needs to be very smooth and perfect.
Well,
cold air blowing in this bar.
Have some hot air blowing in.
You can
No, but then it's not a very big area. You know, like as you can't use a tennis court for anything else or bowling green for anything else.
No, it does sound quite a big area to me if you haven't got the land in the first place. Mm. I mean, somebody's got to give up something.
You could fit it on a bowling green.
But then who wants to give up a bowling green?
Well, I'm talking of space, the area you need.
And if you've got the area, that's fine, but if you haven't got any land at all, it's quite a lot of land to find.
It's absolutely true.
And it's not like somebody's back garden.
Yep. We went to Dulwich.
Is there a croquet club there?
Yes, Burbage Road, which is where Carlos used to live.
How many croquet clubs are there around here?
Very few. Sydenham is possible. Lammerby run an evening class affair.
Not one in Bromley?
No, there's nothing in Bromley. Apparently the mayor last year, or the mayoress, was rather keen and organised a match between the Dulwich club and her team nominally, which turned out to be all made up of masters from Dulwich College, where apparently they have a lawn and they play.
Well, yes, you need a team of people
who
play.
Well, you need people who know the game anyway.
Yes,
you don't
just, right.
You don't have to be playing together, it's not a team game as such. Oh, indeed you do. And mighty complicated it is, too.
Well, I was reading that article in the Saturday Times review.
Yes.
And the chap who's the champion.
Yes.
Said he likes it because it's like chess and bridge.
It's
a game of strategy.
Well, I mean, David was saying, you can do this, you can do that, you can do the other, you can do this. And my mind was absolutely blown by the end. It was almost impossible to... latch on to everything.
Starting out, doing it from scratch slowly with somebody used to teaching croquet, where they wouldn't tell you everything all at once, and you gradually build up.
Well, he was coaching me, and he was very good.
Oh, good.
Very good. I can understand why he's been invited to coach. Very good. They've refurbished this place, have they? Tuck it in there. Cool.
I can't read Chinese.
I don't think it said Chinese on there, dear.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ma'am.
But you?
Yes, Redfern. I rang on the telephone yesterday.
You booked for 2 years?
I booked indeed, yes. Redfern.
Yeah. How about this one, sir? Yeah. Is it okay?
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah,
take a seat.
The one over here?
Oh, you want to sit here?
Is this the one you meant?
this one or just one hour? I think this one.
This is fine. Yes, this is just fine. Thank you very much indeed. Yes.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
This is my lunch today. I thought, gosh, Chinese food tonight. I'm not a bit hungry. So I really am that now.
Good. Good. Sorry?
I do like being decently dressed.
You look lovely when you're decently dressed too, dear. What do you fancy drinking this evening? Yes. Yes, I agree. I prefer it.
BLZ.
Lemon chicken, we thought we'd like last time, wasn't it? Number 15.
Lemon chicken, stuffed mushrooms. Singapore noodles, we enjoyed.
Is that the noodles?
Yes, I'm sure they were Singapore noodles.
Head noodles, not rice, certainly. Where are the stuffed mushrooms? I can't see them.
Can't remember what they were stuffed with, can you? And bean sprouts, I think we had two.
There's stuffed mushrooms,
67. Oh, yes. All right, we won't have bean sprouts. How do we have? How about we have Chinese mushroom and bamboo shoots? Seasonal Chinese vegetables with prawns. How about that?
We've got prawns in the stuffed mushrooms.
All right, so. Not first, but what will you? You'll have a lager. May we have two lagers, please? So, we shall have lemon chicken, stuffed mushrooms. We had something else, didn't we, last time?
We may have had bean sprouts and noodles.
We had bean sprouts last time, yes.
Yes, I don't like bean sprouts.
Right, but you enjoy the noodles. But there was something else that we had.
We had more than just the bean sprouts.
We certainly had lemon chicken, stuffed mushrooms,
and noodles. We had bean sprouts last time.
Yes, I think we did, but we also had something else. Yes, we did. Would you like something to start with? One ton soup.
We have mixed vegetables, I suppose. I'm not keen on bamboo shoots or bean sprouts, if you really want to know.
Well, we won't have either of them then. Have some one ton soup to begin with.
What is one ton soup?
All sorts of bits in it.
What do you mean by that?
Or do you fancy Westlake soup? I can't remember. It's a long, long time since I had it. We had mixed appetizers, didn't we, to begin with before?
Mm-hmm.
How about having...
Or we could have aromatic
nuts. Or we could... why not have dim sum? Which is a classic Chinese.
Yes, have you never had that?
No, we've never had that. Let's start with dim sum. Now, over here... we're short of one... All right, all right. Brian who?
You could have Chinese food if you don't have any
family. I was thinking of the seasonal Chinese vegetables with corn. Mushroom and bamboo shoots. All right. Yes, we are. I think we are. We will both have dim sum, lemon chicken, Chinese vegetables with prawns, stuffed mushrooms, and along with Singapore noodles. Singapore noodles. What is the difference between Singapore noodles and special noodles?
Singapore is hot and spicy, but the other is...
It's not. Special noodles are not so spicy. We'll have special noodles. Special. Thank you. Is what, sorry?
This restaurant allows smoking.
Restaurant, local restaurants can't afford not to, dear. I think if you're talking about a very exclusive one up in town, you might well say no smoking. So, we have to share a finger bowl. It's a little incestuous, isn't it?
My little fishes look quite happy.
Whom? Your goldfishes. I was hungry too. God, it'd be interesting to know what they make of this tape during the next couple of hours. Yes, indeed.
What it work under the old sweater?
That's where it works.
David minded being there.
No. No, he said he forgot about it quite quickly.
Are you going to play it back a little bit yourself?
I beg your pardon.
Are you going to play it back a little bit?
Which one?
Two.
All of them. No. I haven't got a spare for 2-4 days in which to do it.
Take that long.
No. It takes 45 minutes of tape. I'm on tape number 10. No, it takes an hour and a half of tape. I'm on tape number 10. That's 15 hours. Well, you can if you like, dear, but I'm not going to.
I remember what you said. We haven't
said
anything.
Thank you. You have the bent one. They're busy as could be in here, the China folk, aren't they? It is indeed. When you've had a day in the open air, you have a sort of glow which provokes contentment, doesn't it?
It hadn't been so cold by the open air out there, but it clearly was chilly by the time I talked
to her. Well, I mean, relax on that score, because she had a very good half-hour run with me. She wasn't in frantic form, but she was zipping hither and thither. And I galloped around the outside. I was absolutely steaming by the time I got back to the car.
Very hot. Mm-hmm. Very. Not, I mean, she was very anxious to come with me when I went out in the car to get the ink. So I let her come.
Good. Well, did you get the what?
The ink.
Oh yes.
She had to sit in the car while I was yes. Long.
They do takeaways here. You just put up a bag for somebody.
Not a doggy bag.
No, a great big carrier bag. You can't see it, it's just out of sight.
It seems rather a shame that you do a takeaway in a nice food. I mean, that rather nice Chinese restaurant in Chisholm High Street does a takeaway.
We've had one from there, haven't we?
And it's superior to the
yes.
plant.
Yes.
But if you're going to pay a lot of money for your takeaway, somehow you ought to eat it.
I wonder if they charge the same prices for their takeaways as for sitting at the table.
I think they did in that one. Whether they yes. did here or not,
I know in the past I have it was a practice to deduct, say, 10% or something for them, but I may be going back far too long, really.
Well, you think they could, because you're not paying for the service, are you?
That's right. That's right. Yes, I think I could become fairly absorbed in croquet. I don't think I'd become good at it, but I think it'd be a game that one could become absorbed in. It's not physically demanding, other than in stamina concentration terms. It's hardly physically demanding, is it? And the course that David went on, before he was asked to coach on it, is for advanced people anyway at Arley High. And he said, you know, I misunderstood this. And I said, well, you know, when is it? Who knows? Maybe I can... And he said, it's just possible that you were on the standard, because he obviously seemed to think that I had some possible qualities. But boy, I can't. He would say, you know,
and there you go and rocket that, and it's a short bum.
It's the first time we've done it.
Oh. And the mental thingy, what does he mean by that, and so on and so forth.
It must be quite unusual to start by playing a whole game.
He showed me how the melodies operated, and said there's no standard grip.
I have mine. Thanks.
I noticed that you do takeaways here.
Yes, we do.
Do you charge the same prices as in the restaurant?
No, it's cheaper than the restaurant.
I'm pleased to hear that. Yes, that's interesting. We were just.
I give you one menu, you know.
Yes, thank you. I would be interested.
Because it's difficult, you know. We take away the same as get VAT.
Yes.
But you can't charge more. All the kids do, you know, take away is cheaper than the restaurant.
Well, they're not receiving the service and the pleasure of the table and the atmosphere, are they?
You see, when you want to get home, you can't charge more. You know? People, why they want takeaway? They think that's cheaper.
Yes.
I give you one minute. Okay?
Thank you. It all smells good here, doesn't it? Super. Who's the tall thin chap that's sitting next to John?
Probably their family or something. There's his son and daughter there, I don't know.
Yes, I do. We sat there.
Yeah.
Emily and her family. Emily minus F. And they enjoyed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you chose the gingered beef or the toffee beef or something sort, which had a ginger in it.
Spiced beef, I think.
Was that what it was called? Yes.
It's very peppery. Not gingery, it was peppery. Notice in the front of the Lakeith Gazette, which I must remember to take back to school, somebody had started a boat on the river. The article on the front page.
I haven't seen it, no.
The cook from the Spread Eagle.
Oh, yes.
Chef from the
Bridge. Yes,
no longer there.
Chefette, yes.
He has acquired a boat.
Yes, which he uses for parties rather than as a restaurant.
And
somebody had a super birthday party for their husband.
Up to 20 people or something. And the cheapest menu was £13.
Yes.
Which was based on O'Hagan sausages.
Yes, I think that was rather good.
Sounded rather fun.
Yes, it did.
Quite pricey, actually.
It was pricey, but then you're paying for the use of the boat as well, aren't you?
Yes, but then when I came here with you, the meal was £13 a head, plus the wine.
But that was a year ago? Or 2 years ago?
A year and a half ago, anyway. Nearly 2 years ago. She said, and I booked it 6 months ahead.
Oh, really?
And she said, when we came, and I rang to confirm it all, she said, you're very lucky because we agreed £13. We don't do it for under £15 now. And I thought, oh dear, I hope they're not going to be feeling mean about it, you know, because they weren't, were they?
No, they were not. They were honest. They were honest and straightforward, and it was jolly good stuff.
It's really thanks to Linda and Graham, because I never would have done it otherwise.
Yeah. You learn about these things in different ways, don't you? It's all very really reasonable.
I think Linda and Graham were the only people there who'd been before.
Quite probably.
Any other common
people? They were the only local people in essence, weren't they?
Isabel and Wally were there.
Is that our dim sum? Goody, goody. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you. Is he? I don't know what we're in for here, really. Chinese ravioli.
I should put it on your plate, it's hot.
Well done.
What's inside the
prawn?
Is it dumplings?
It's dumplings such as you've never come across other than in a Chinese restaurant, that's for sure. And I said I'd speak to Margaret, didn't I?
Well, there's no need to. We can write to Margaret. We don't have to speak to her. What's that? Dim sum. Dim sum.
Left on her own at home for a time. Her birthday is the 14th. Do you know which day of the week that is? So the 15th will be a Monday, so the 14th is a Sunday.
Donna will be working on that.
Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
She finishes in August, did you say? Right. When you finish school?
12th is my last day of camp.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Very tasty.
Wednesday.
can't be. 15th is a Monday. The 8th will be the 10th. Wednesday the 10th. My birthday is on Monday, obviously, at this rate. So 1-8-15 are Mondays, which means that Wednesday the 10th.
I must finish on July the 10th then.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So I should need to go in on the 11th to clear up, I expect.
Yes.
I could just about fit in going.
Yes, good. But you've got nothing to come back to specifically on the Monday at the moment.
No.
No, good.
Only Snoopy. But she's finished college by then.
Yes.
On the, if she gets the third floor of this thing and finishes, that Monday the 8th, her presentation.
That's the Monday before you finish. Will you be under huge, huge pressures, or will you be winding down a bit by then?
Well, hopefully I'll be winding down.
You'll probably be rehearsing a part for a silly end of year staff entertainment or something.
I haven't heard anything about that. Oh. I don't think we do that in the summer term.
Oh, really?
We could go up and
well, that was what you had in mind, wasn't it?
That's what you suggested.
Oh, what had you in mind?
Nothing, just seeing them. I had to call power.
No.
I certainly don't want to give Pretty lots of cases on her birthday.
Sure. Can you smell that? Whatever it is. Wonderful.
Slightly burned.
Yes, but caramelly burns, isn't it? Quality burn. Do you think Christian and Colin would enjoy a meal here?
Sure.
Lots of stuffed mushrooms. Splendid. Look at them fizzing and sizzling. Yes, wonderful.
When he comes in,
yes.
I'd like a glass of water.
Good.
No hurry.
Madame, may we have two glasses of water, please? Thank you. What is that, the mixed vegetables and stuff?
No, that was special noodles or a Chinese vegetable. No, we had mushrooms. Yes. We asked for mushrooms and
I can't remember. Doesn't look like that to me, but it's like mixed vegetables.
Well, we didn't ask for that. He said it doesn't matter. Mushrooms and
mushrooms.
Or no, you said mixed Chinese vegetables and seafood. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's got beef.
Anyway. No, that's not. No.
Tell me what we've got here, will you?
This stuffed mushrooms.
Yes.
Yes.
Special noodle.
Ah.
Yes. special lemon chicken.
Yes.
Corn with Chinese special.
Lovely. Excellent.
Lovely. Thank you.
We didn't recognize that. No, no. Very special. Yeah. Very special.
Thank you. Right. Be careful. The spoons on the plates are hot.
Thank you.
A little more sauce. I don't think it is the same ones we had last time. I think we probably did have Singapore noodles last time. Super. Thank you. I think for the moment I'll just enjoy these two dishes, if that's okay.
I'm glad you don't use chopsticks either.
I don't feel the need to fiddle around, dear.
So difficult to pick up.
Absolutely. I think we got here in the nick of time. We'd have had the rotten table otherwise.
This is near 9 now.
Where did those prawns come from? That dish or from that dish? The noodle dish. Oh, well, well. No, well, they're very similar looking dishes, aren't they? Lovely crunchy vegetables, aren't they? Super. Thank you very much.
Would you ever hear what the farmer children, girls, had for their 21st birthday celebration?
Were they not the ones who had the fancy dress party, the Victorian dress party up at the Basel Hotel?
It wasn't Victorian, it was the 20s.
Right. Am I right, though?
Yes, that's right. I thought that was a lovely idea.
Yes, absolutely super. I'm awfully sorry we weren't involved.
You don't really know them well enough, do you?
That's right. Wrong dishes, dear. We don't get any carved carrots. Towering temples. And look at the beast they've got over there on that table. Can you see him with his ears?
Is that a dragon? Or a
well, it's something like that.
You only get those
apart. No, I don't think so. I think it's a dish you choose.
When we came over to the airport,
splendid stuff.
Yes. Oh, yes. Super sauce. Yes. It's a job. Well, carry on for a moment. I'm working on it. Take a little breather. No hurry. Curious to have a vase of half a dozen carnations, none of them open. Going to breathe on them, Leo. See if they'll react. Now I see that the finger bowl has disappeared, so presumably we were intended to eat our dim sum with our fingers. I wasn't very impressed with those. Next time I shall have soup.
Odd.
Do you feel you would have liked some rice with this?
No. I don't mind having the noodles instead.